Hopeless Daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our brand new game that we're calling Battle of the Tinder Dates.
Yeah.
Where we pit two of our listeners against each other to find out who has the most pitiful dating life.
Oh man, this is a contest you definitely want to win.
We'll explain the rules in just a second, but first, let's meet today's contestants. In this corner, rating in at a solid 7 out of 10, the man crusher, Allison.
Woo!
Hey guys. Crush those men! That was a pretty badass intro you got, Allison. Are you feeling good about your chances on winning this game?
You know, I wish I weren't, but I have some really terrible stories.
All right. Well, it's time for contestant number two. In this corner, she's a blonde bombshell who loves old books and even older men. The debutante of daddy issues. Make some noise for Jennifer.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey. How much? Are you ready to battle?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
You sound a little even angry about it. Fired up.
I am. I've had some pretty bad experiences.
All right. Uh-oh. Here's how the game works. The first contestant will describe one of their worst Tinder horror stories, and then afterwards, the second contestant will need to counter with their own dating nightmare story, and then we'll go back and forth until we find a winner. Okay, you guys, shake hands. Let's keep it clean. I know you can't shake hands because you're on the phone. Doesn't matter. I'm going to tell you who's going first. Allison? Go for it.
All right, so I went on a date with this guy, and I told him ahead of time that I'm a strict vegan, but obviously he was not listening to me because he took me to an all-you-can-eat meat restaurant, one of those things, and then he wanted to watch this, like, slaughter horror movie afterward.
Oh, wow.
Well,
that sounds like a fun date to me. I don't know. Okay, well, Jennifer, it's your turn to counter.
That's nothing. One time I went out on a Tinder date with this guy, and he took me to a really fancy restaurant. Then he freaking ditches me out on the $150 tab.
Shut up.
Himself to the bathroom. Yeah, and never comes back.
$150 tab.
$150.
Ooh. Wow.
I mean, that is expensive, but is it, you know, the same as going against your moral compass and eating meat?
No, because she could always just walk away. This dude straight up left me, ate all his food, and left me.
Yeah, okay. That's true. She could, like, decide to not hang around the guy. You actually lost money on that date. Allison, do you think that you can counter that?
I ran into my ex on the street when I was out with a Tinder date one time, and after we chatted with him, the charming gentleman I was with told me that he was legitimately surprised that I had dated someone so attractive.
Oh, that is low, man.
Right? Like, really?
Yeah. All right, and Allison came back strong on that one.
And
you
Allison
could even hear Jennifer wavering in the corner like, oh, man, that's a good one. Jennifer, do you think you can counter that story?
Yeah, another Tinder date I went on, this guy, we're both 30-year-old adults now. He shows up to the date with his mom.
What?
Yeah, I actually ended up liking his mom better than I did him.
So you hang out with his mom now?
Not yet, but we did exchange numbers.
You did, okay. Okay, you got a mom date.
All right. Let's see if we can get another round out of this. Allison, do you think you can come back with another horrible Tinder dating story?
I saved the best worst for last.
Okay.
Same kind of situation as Jennifer's first date. Fancy restaurant, and we're like 30 minutes in, and I check my phone, and out of the corner of my eye, I see him like doing something weird in his mouth. I was like, what is he doing? He had reached down his throat to trigger his gag reflex and threw up at the table.
What?
And then was like, oh, I must have come down with something. I'm not feeling very well. I better go home.
Oh, gross.
Wait, he barked on the table?
On the table. It was disgusting, guys.
He was trying to get out of it.
Yeah.
And so he made himself puke in front of you.
I'd rather be left with the $150 bill than have vomit on the table.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh,
right?
All right, Jennifer, you think you have anything that can top that one?
So one time I'm like making out with this guy, like we're in a heated makeout session, and he starts freaking weeping, like bawling, crying while we're making out heavy.
Oh no. Did you just hold him?
No, turns out he's gay. Like, we're already a few dates in.
And he's like, I can't do this anymore.
This is so gross.
I have
gross.
To tell you that I'm gay.
Oh my God.
All right, that's pretty terrible. And I think that ends today's edition of Battle of the Tinder Dates. Now we have to figure out who wins the whole thing.
Yeah.
Let's go over to the judges. Brooke, who do you think wins?
My vote definitely goes to Allison.
Allison?
Yeah, puke on the table, and also the ex showing up and the guy saying that he couldn't believe that she had dated someone so hot.
Mm-hmm.
Not only does that suck, but it probably also made her regret having to break up with the ex.
Jose?
Okay, I think because she's A, out hundreds of dollars, mm-hmm. and every person she seems to date wants to do anything but be with her, I'm going with Jennifer.
All right.
Wow,
Jennifer,
that makes her
right.
feel sound so pathetic.
Sorry, I'm just yeah. saying.
I will go with...
Tiebreaker.
The same reasoning as Jose.
Uh-oh.
You lost money, and you made a dude cry because he was going against nature.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
I'm going with Jennifer. Jennifer, congratulations. You have the most tragic dating life on the radio today.
I don't know if I should be happy or depressed now.
Oh, right?
You should be happy about that. You are the grand champion of sadness today.
Yay!
You just beat out a woman who had a date forcibly puke on the table.
All right. Thank you guys for playing Battle of the Tinder Dates. Congratulations, Jennifer. Allison, better luck next time. You can still call back and try again.
Let's hope
you will. I'm sure I'll have more stories.
I'm sure you
yeah,
will.
Yeah, poor thing.
Text in at 78592. What do you think of Battle of the Tinder Dates? Should we do it again? I guarantee we have a lot of people who think they can win.
So we're asking for our most pathetic listeners to
pretty
call
much.
In?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Text in 78592. Should we do that again? Your phone tap is coming up right after this. Wait.